This episode is sponsored by Studio Sweden Headphones and Cryptid Crate.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast. I am your host, Toby. Alongside me are my lovely co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
Kristen.
Addison.
And we also have a producer on the show. His name is Satan.
Hello. How's everyone doing tonight?
How exciting. This is so exciting.
Y'all are never excited to see me.
I know. I feel like you've had a bigger presence in my life lately, but so kudos to that.
Well, you say presence. It's like I'm a giant, red, 7 foot tall
aura. Yeah.
Presence.
Lingering over me.
I thought that I was going somewhere so different.
Or a cloud.
It could. Anyways. I'm probably gonna sit low on this topic because it's pretty evil, even for me.
Now I'm concerned.
Yeah, I haven't told you ladies anything about the topic. Not one thing. I wanted to try something different. Usually I kind of fill Kristen in on like, oh, this is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I kind of text you and you kind of look up a few things so you kind of know what you're getting into. This time, I've left you all both completely in the dark.
Yay.
And we're going to take a trip to Japan for this topic. And there's going to be a lot of really, really hard words for me to pronounce.
That makes it so much better, though.
For who, exactly? I'm sure
everyone but you.
I'm sure new listeners are going to be like, this is the stupidest guy ever. Old listeners are like, oh, I can't wait for this.
Like, let's see how bad he fucks us
Yeah. So I'm probably going to get a bunch of messages on Twitter of, you idiot, this isn't how you say it. So I need to apologize.
In advance.
And I'm going to use the, to describe the person we're going to be talking about. Instead of saying his name so we know who we're talking about a lot, I'm going to say him or he.
That works.
And instead of talking about the group's name, I'm probably going to call them the group or they. So there's going to be a lot of that. So I hope it doesn't get too confusing. So today we are going to be talking about Shoko Ashihara.
I don't feel like you butchered it that bad.
One listener out there is like, fucking idiot.
You're right.
And should I give you like an idea of what this is going to be about? Or do you want me to just go into it like I normally do, like from the very beginning?
I kind of want you to give us the rundown since I don't know anything. But
you want me to give you a teaser?
Yeah, do that.
Cult leader.
Ooh, I'm interested.
Do you like cults, Kristen?
I love cults. I want to be in a cult. But I want to, I don't know, okay. I either want to be the leader or the first wife. I'm not going to be the third bitch or the fourth or the seventh or the 16th bitch. I want to be the next in line.
She's the
to
top
catch
dog.
The throne.
Well, this throne, you're not going to want anything to do with because...
Damn it. It's not no Father Yod, is it?
I still haven't looked up anything about Father Yod. You bring him up all the time. One day, I'll look him up. One day, we'll just do an episode on him. One day.
Pray to God every day, and then I say a little prayer to Father Yod on the side.
I legit have no idea who that is.
I don't either.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
I know.
One day,
if
we'll
you
get
don't
to
know
him.
Who Father Yod is, look his ass up. In the 70s, you would have been like, oh, yes. My God.
I don't know.
That's why everybody fell for him. So this long, white, beautiful hair, and he was a black belt artist.
Black belt
martial, or black belt martial
artist?
Martial artist, there. Yeah.
He's
I left
a black
out the martial.
He made very pretty black belts.
He's a black belt artist. Made him really fit.
I followed. Give her a break now.
But they wore those pantsuits with the bell bottoms and everything. But then they went to wearing when they become the cult, they started wearing the white throws with the beads and everything, and all these girls have this, I mean, it was just, Well, Hippie Central.
You know, I'll put that on the list.
There is a documentary out there. That's how I first found out about him. But if anybody runs into a Father Yod shirt, send it to me. I will give you my address and I will pay you double for it because I want one. They're always sold out. So
well,
people love Father
how about
Yod.
This? We will put this put Father Yod in the rotation and cover him within the next 9 episodes.
I might just melt. I love Father Yod.
Okay, so but sorry, let's go back to Shoko Asahara. Did I say it the same?
All I heard was
you could say it like 3 times in a row. Okay. And I wouldn't be able to tell you.
So
Asahara.
He was born Chizu Matsumoto.
Sounds like a soup you get for an appetizer.
I'm sorry. I feel so bad because anyone that's, you know, a part of the Japanese culture is like, you're fucking stupid white American.
We needed to do the where if you what get the app where it'll read it for you and just insert here every time.
Okay, so he was born, that was his original name. I'm not going to try to pronounce it again. He was born March 2nd, 1955 to a poor but very large family in southern Japan. When he was born, he suffered from infantile glaucoma, which made him fully blind in his left eye, which he later was partially blind in his right eye.
Oh no.
Yeah. Poor guy's getting a
Benjamin Button.
I don't even want to say poor guy because this guy's garbage. Anyways.
Well, but I mean, he was a poor guy.
But here's the thing. Is it really bad? Because if he was pretty much blind, could he really see all the bad he was doing? All he could really do is hear.
I don't know. You'll see. You'll see.
I feel like it depends on the kind of bad.
Yeah. So
maybe since he was blind, his soothing sound was people crying.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's well, fucked up on a lot stuff. Of levels.
Just listen, when we get to it, it won't be a joking matter once we get to
I'm
you.
Not joking, I'm just saying for real. People have weird likes in life.
So he was enrolled in a government-funded school for the blind. At this school full of blind children, you know, since he had partial vision in one eye, he was kind of dominant.
Yeah.
You're saying because he's like the badass of the school because he had some vision?
Yeah.
I know, but that's what's so funny about it. It's like,
here's one thing that I
seniority rules, bitch. I still got a little bit of my vision.
Yeah. I like to put a disclaimer on these facts, quote facts that I find, because there's a lot of time, and I've said this a dozen times in other episodes, it makes me wonder how much of this info, like, people have gone back on in time, you know, since it's happened so long ago. People are like, you know what, this guy was pretty bad when he was a kid, right. You know, like, he might have been a great kid, but because he did so many terrible things, people have added their own twists and stories to it, like, oh no, he was a terrible kid growing up. So this is all stuff that I read. I'm not
trying to make reason of it.
Yeah, because like we've covered a couple of serial killers for where they actually were good kids in growing up for the most part. And then they just went crazy when they hit puberty, you know?
Well,
hormones took over.
But everything that I saw just made him out to be this mean little shithead. And like, he would bully the kids. He would take their money. He would manipulate them into doing things that he wanted because he was, I don't know, he was just a bad kid, apparently.
See, that's fucked. I mean, I get it, you're half blind, but still. To pick on blind kids, that's like a whole other level of...
Yeah, well, if it's all true, like we're going to say all this is true because it was on the internet.
Well, everything on the internet is true.
So, apparently he tried to run for the student body president several times, but never won because...
He's a shithead.
If he was a true bully, he would have won.
Yeah. He had dreams of becoming the prime minister of Japan one day.
Oh, wow.
He attempted to go to the Tokyo University. Apparently, he did a ton of studying, but he was refused entry. Yeah, he didn't
Your
get to go to...
background truly does follow you, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't get to go to the Tokyo University. He ended up studying acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine, which I guess that's like the normal careers in Japan for blind people to normally do. In 1978, he married to a young 19-year-old woman named... Tomoko Matsumoto. God damn it.
Your face is even better than the mispronunciation.
And they ended up having a child, I think, in that same year. But apparently he had, like, up to 12 children.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I should have been an acupuncturist. Seems like good money if you can beat 12 children.
Well, his wife convinced her parents to front the money for an acupuncture clinic that he would end up running. But it was only a matter of time before he started selling homemade herbal remedy cures for about $7,000 a piece. Now, I don't know if that number's accurate, but...
What? $7,000 a piece?
It was like the cure-all. Like, he was telling people it would do...
Oh, yes. He I was know. Sell- Back he was- in the... He was like selling in the Western snake oil. Days when they had the
snake oil.
Elixir, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was basically doing that to people. Well, in 1981, the police found out about his illegal pharmacy, and he was convicted of practicing pharmacy without a license and selling unregulated drugs, and got hit with a fine of 200,000 yen, which I tried to convert that to what the money would be equated to now in 2018, and I think it's like $2,100.
I think the yen's depleted, though.
No, it's the yen has come up, from what I understood. So it's 200,000 yen back in 81, which would be about a little over $2,000 now, 20, 30 years later.
Oh, so he was selling it for 7,000 yen.
See, that I wasn't clear
that's
on.
Because
have to
be, because, I mean, $7,000 is more than his fine.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Well, no. In the research I saw, it said something about how... You know, his fine didn't even, you know...
It didn't even touch the punishment, like,
the
crime.
The fine didn't even touch what he was making.
Right.
So, like, he had money. It wasn't a big deal, like, it seemed
like.
It was
like a slap on the wrist.
Right. So, after that, he started to study Chinese fortune-telling, Chinese astrology, Taoism, meditation, yoga, and also became interested in other religious beliefs. Became very interested in religious beliefs, I should say.
Interesting.
Well, if you're a cult leader, like I hinted at, you kind of go down that road. We saw this when we did our Heaven's Gate episode.
I wasn't here for that.
And Jim Jones.
And Jim Jones, yeah. He was starting to believe that he was gaining supernatural powers.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He started telling people that he could levitate and that he could do it for, like, days.
What?
And he also began calling himself the Holy Pope, Savior of the country, and Tokyo's Christ. He also claimed he could read minds.
Well, clearly people bought into this.
Oh, yeah. So he started making predictions. He predicted that
it was going to rain at some point in the future.
Tomorrow's going to be a hot one.
No, he predicted doom and destruction, and that he would end up being the savior that led all the spiritually pure survivors.
So
did he create
Moses
the doom and destruction to make himself the hero?
We'll see. So he predicted a nuclear war would be started by the United States, and that the world would end either in 1996 or between 1999 and 2003. So he's blaming us.
Hey, we're still here.
Are we?
It's a simulation.
So, in 1984, I don't know why I put his name.
He.
In 1980,
that guy.
Yeah, that feller. In 1984, he formed Am Shinsen Nokai. He changed his name from, this is when he actually did the change from Chizu Matsumoto.
Cheesy egg drop soup is what I forever will call him.
Well, now he's
easy to remember.
In 1984 is when he changed to Shoko. How do you? I forgot how to say it now. Shoko Ashihara. It's the first one that I can't remember. Shoko Ashihara.
You fucked yourself
Shoko
now.
The ashtray. I don't know. This is hard.
Anyways,
what are you doing over
this? This is when he changed his name. I'm sorry. I apologize again. I'm sorry. Dumb white American. But this is when he also ended up changing the name of his group that he had to Am Shinrin-Raku in 1987. Am Shinrin-Raku. Damn it. Anyways, okay, so that's the group. We're not going to try to say it again. How about that? We're not going to say his name anymore.
The group.
Something about Raku.
The group.
The cult
the leader,
or the group. And the leader,
the
him,
group,
he.
Shithead.
So... At its peak, the group had up to 9,000 members in Japan.
9,000?
What?
Can't even get 5 followers on Twitter, and this bitch got 9,000 followers.
Wait a minute. 40,000 worldwide.
Oh, outside of the area, like, people followed him?
Yeah, like Russia, I think, had a big following in Russia. We're going to miss a lot of details because there's so much information with him.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't want to compare him to Jim Jones, but he was very...
He's more Charles Manson.
No. He was very Jim Jones. Like, he had that good appearance. Like, he seemed like a good guy. He seemed like he was doing good for his community.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just going to go downhill in a minute. So let me get there. And from what I understand, and I may be wrong about this, around this time was when Japan was having a boom of, like, religious freedom.
Right.
So you could pick your religious views that you wanted. And I'm saying this now because I want you to keep this in your mind. The police didn't want to get involved with anything having to do with a religious sect.
Oh, yeah, it's a very big controversial thing.
Yeah, because if they jump in, it's taking away their freedom.
Separation of state and religion or almost?
Church and state.
Church and state, yeah.
Well, if the police started jumping in to try to regulate anything,
mm-hmm.
now it looks like they're going back to the old ways.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of freedoms that he has because the police don't want to jump in immediately and start.
Right.
It's something weird like that, but that's the best I could understand it. He believed that materialism was what was ruining the world. And of course, us Americans, you see. So here's a quote from one of his videos. I'm obviously not going to play too many clips from this, any
because
of his
you
stuff.
Hate me.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
It's not in English is the problem.
Well,
but
maybe we're bilingual and we speak.
I'm not
that language.
But anyways, you can look on YouTube and find a ton of videos that he's in.
Right.
Like, he's easy to see.
If you can spell his name.
His name is in the title of the episode. There you go. That's how you spell it. So this is what one of the quotes was from one of his videos that I watched. Souls attached to materialism or souls attached to carnal pleasures are most definitely going to hell.
Well, that's it.
Yep.
See you there, Satan.
He was from where? China? Is that what you said?
Japan?
That's not why you go to hell. I'm just saying. There's better reasons to go to hell, trust me. Not for wanting a PlayStation 4.
Yeah,
but actually, maybe for wanting a PlayStation 4.
Isn't Japan the one who's big on making video games and stuff like that for materialistic things? How do we mostly get introduced for stuff from them?
Animes.
Anime.
Yeah,
food.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
now I really want some, whatever.
Now I really want sushi.
I know. See, it sounds so good.
I mean, it's not the same culture, but I want Chinese food.
My first thought was Panda.
Yeah,
and
Panda
I was
Express.
Like...
That just shows how white and
how materialistic
we are.
Yes.
We're.
So he began to show up on TV and a bunch of other media. There's even a cartoon of him. I'm not 100% sure what it is because, you know, I don't speak the language. But he was on a lot of TV and radio.
So he was like a really popular dude.
Yeah. He just, you'll see.
He was a freaking Tokyo Christ, okay?
Yeah, he was Tokyo Christ. I was about to say, I want to be the Texas Christ, but I don't. that felt weird saying it, so I wanted you to know that I was thinking it, but I don't want to say it. He claimed he could basically cleanse a person from stress with his powers, which he performs in front of a live audience. There's a video of this. He made a girl do all kinds of weird yoga stretches.
Oh, I bet he did.
On live TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has her lay on the ground. And I can't remember if he chanted anything, but all I remember is he rubs her, because she's laying on the ground and he's at her head, and he's rubbing her forehead, like, really hard. And she starts kind of, like, making noises, and then all of a sudden, she's, like, shakes like she's having a seizure. And then she just stops, and, like, the people on the TV station are, like, trying to check on her. And then all of a sudden, she slowly opens her eyes, and the TV host asks, like, "Are you okay?"
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "I've never felt better," or something like that. Like, so now he's doing these I don't know if he calls them miracles. We're going to call them miracles. But he's doing these miracles on TV. People are seeing this.
Call natural healings, almost.
Yeah.
Or like, religious healings.
And apparently, like, this is on the same thing that this TV show he was on. He's talking about how he can levitate and how he can do it for a couple of days at a time. And it's a real slow process. And he goes up real slow. I mean, he's selling these people some stuff.
Did he go up?
No, he didn't do it on the TV show. Not that I found, anyways.
Pussy.
He might have.
Sorry, but that.
Oh, man. You
who doesn't call him
air?
Out? Who doesn't call him out on national television? You know
well,
what I'm
he
saying?
Was like, healing people right there in front of their eyes.
Right.
I want to see the levitation.
I want to see a bitch float, too.
So in 1990, 24 of his followers ran for parliament with this all dancing and all singing campaign in the streets of Tokyo. So he had 24 people of his cult group. I don't want to call it
followers.
A cult. His followers were trying to get into the government system. So basically he would have control.
Oh, wow. Like total domination.
Yes. So the reason he did this, I mean, like they're in the streets dancing and singing and all kinds of stuff. And it's like a party.
Right.
And he believed that speaking directly to the people would help win him over, you know, or win his people over. I don't know. But yet, this didn't happen. None of his people won. And a lot of people think this is the final straw for the group before they kind of became unhinged. And we'll talk more about that after this break.
That's trippy.
It went psycho.
Hi, I'm Ziv, host of the No Redeeming Qualities podcast. If you could do me a favor and just listen to us over at nrqpodcast.com, I'd really appreciate it because this is my co-host Bob, and this is the shit I have to put up with every single week.
All right, back to business. Y'all, we're back with the continuing episode of Beer Question. Sorry, I got distracted. Anyway, so back to the
beer. Do that again, you okay. Fucking idiot.
For no reason.
Say that again, no reason.
No reason. What, you got a problem with the way I say raisin?
Please, it just makes this harder and harder to edit.
Are you telling me that I don't say raisin right?
Okay,
what's wrong with
you? It just makes this harder and harder to edit, so. Hold on a second, hold on. Speaking of gorillas, Bob, did you break the mic stand
again?
Yeah,
I might have broken the mic stand.
Hold on, just stand still. Just stand still. If it doesn't move, it's fine.
It's going to settle on my chest. But, it's already done it a couple of times.
Well, it's not moving, so just
know,
don't touch
but
it.
Once it settles, let's see if it jiggles the mic too much.
Notice.
All right, I want everybody to be aware that I have ordered a new arm for this microphone that I have broken. And so you have to deal for one episode while it just sways wildly.
And we went out
I got punched in the fucking nose this night. Like, tonight. I'll talk about that later. But god damn it, I just hit it with the fucking Gatorade bottle.
Holy shit. Okay, so.
Let me tell you about one of our sponsors real quick. Cryptid Crate. It is my favorite thing to look for every single month on my doorstep. It's a monthly subscription service. And it's filled with all kinds of paranormal and cryptozoology goodies. You may get t-shirts, you may get books, you may get movies, you may get all kinds of really cool, unique items, all cryptozoology themed. You may get a Bigfoot watch. You may get a little Mothman buddy to set on your desk. There's always unique and cool, different items in each crate. So go to CryptidCrate.com and use the promo code SECRETPOD, and you could get 20% off your first order. Or, if you just want to try it out, you can't use the promo code on this, but there is a Cryptid Crate Mini that's $19.99 only. So go to CryptidCrate.com and either get the full crate and use our promo code SECRETPOD to get that 20% off, or just try one out for a month, get the small one, see if you like it, because the next month you'll want to get the full crate, and then you can use that promo code SECRETPOD and you can get 20% off your first order. So welcome back. Are y'all ready to talk about this freaking cult and all the dirty, nasty things that it did?
I am.
Okay, but first we're going to talk about the group. And I'm going to try to pronounce their name again one more time.
Oh, God help us.
The Am Shinriko. Ah. I tried.
It was totally different last time.
I know. And you know what? I watched so many videos, and I just kept listening to how they were saying it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to remember this. I should have known better. I should have spelt it out phonetically of how I would have said it.
Yes.
I should have. I didn't. So let's carry on.
For future note.
I sometimes do that, and I just didn't do it. I don't know why. The one episode I should have done it on.
Yeah, with all the difficult ass names.
Yeah, there's a lot more here in a minute.
Oh, yay.
So he and his followers set up on a dairy farming community called Kamiki Ishiki with about 1,000 people. Don't laugh.
Kamiki Ishiki.
You're probably laughing, and I probably said that one accurately, and now you look like the...
I'm just saying it's a funny word, or sentence, or whatever. Okay, go on, sorry.
So, members of his sect would go under survival training.
That sounds sketchy.
The followers would take drugs, they would chant for hours, they'd listen to tapes of him constantly saying stuff. I'm going to let you listen to this clip.
I love clips.
This is the only clip I've got, though. So, enjoy it.
Asahara Shoko desu. Shio suru zo, shio suru zo, shio suru zo, shio suru zo, shio suru zo. Kudoku otsumu zo, kudoku otsumu zo, kudoku otsumu zo, kudoku otsumu zo, kudoku otsumu zo. Meisou suru zo, meisou suru zo, meisou suru zo, meisou suru zo, meisou suru zo. Ima no kurushimi wa genyei de aru. Kono shigyou ni yotte, ima no kurushimi wo uchikudaku koto ga dekiru.
I don't even know what the fuck he's saying.
Right, it's Jeff. It's Japanese. You weren't supposed to know.
This is going to sound ignorant of me, and I apologize, but it dead ass sounded like he was saying the same thing over and over again.
It is.
He kind of was. So in this clip, he says, this is Shoko Ashihara. Do your training. Do your training. Do good deeds. Do good deeds. Do your meditation. Do your meditation. The pain you are feeling is an illusion. This training will destroy the pain. Just constantly.
Interesting.
So obviously, all of this was meant to break down his listeners, his followers, and make them more easily influenced, right? So his followers would even pay him thousands of dollars to be blessed by him. Some would even drink his blood.
Okay.
Billy Bob Thornton?
Some.
Angelina Jolie?
Hold on. You think that's weird? This one is the one that weirded me out, and I saved for last on this little list.
Yeah, but you can't think that it's that weird, because in Catholicism, when they are drinking the wine...
The blood of Christ.
The blood of Christ, and what is it?
But it's wine.
His body.
What? The blood of Christ and the...
His body. The cookie.
Body.
The cracker. The wafer.
But what do they... The wafer, but what do they say? Body of Christ and... Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Body of Christ and...
So...
Blood of Christ.
Hold on. This is the weirder one.
Maybe at one point in time they drink blood. Goat's blood or something crazy. I don't know.
Ugh. He would make tea for them from his hair.
Let that steep a little.
I put Head and Shoulders on today. It may be a little minty fresh.
I was about to say, was it like freshly washed? Okay. How do you make...
I don't know. That's just what I read. That might even be fake. Who knows? Fake news.
I'm sorry. I just see. Makes me.
He's
picking his hair out.
That's why.
This one's a good one.
I thought that one was grosser than the blood thing. I
just picture like dinner at grandma's, and like you're sitting there pulling hair out of the food.
The lice adds extra flavor. It's a garnish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
Ooh, I'm better now.
But how could it even have any flavor?
I bet it didn't.
I just picture like boiled water.
With strings of hair.
With some like dingy, greasy hair.
Yeah, I don't know. So
you're welcome.
Like I was telling you earlier, he was on TV a bunch. The cult had a weekly television show on Moscow's TV, one of their TV channels, and they paid $800,000 a year for airtime on a Russian radio station to broadcast a program called Soul of Truth. So,
oh, I see where this is going.
So, you know, he's got a good presence in the media, on TV, on the radio, in Russia. Like I said, he's got some Russian followers. The cult promises life after death in the form of a reincarnation. If you didn't believe what he was teaching and you think his views were wrong, it was actually your soul that had been corrupted and you were wrong.
Damn.
Alright then.
Yeah.
Someone thinks highly of themselves.
So his sight started to get worse. Remember, blind in his left eye, half blind in his right eye.
Maybe that's karma for being a false prophet.
He's 3/4 blind, and it's getting worse.
Well, he could have been saved. You know what? Somebody could have healed him and did their spiritual religious healing on him and cured his blindness, but because he was so full of himself being a false prophet, he's losing it all.
Well, by 1993, he told his brother that he was completely blind, so he's blind.
Sad emoji inserted here.
Okay, and I obviously... I'm not blind.
Laughing crying emoji inserted here. Bitch, you deserve it.
I hate saying anyone deserves to be blind, but once we get to it, you're going to be like, everything he got, he deserved.
Karma. I 110% believe in karma.
Okay, I will say this. Okay, you're talking about like people who you feel sorry for that are bad. I have to hands down say, if anybody's out there watching Preacher, right? Yeah. We've been watching Preacher, which was previously a comic, but they made it into a TV show. I never felt sorry for Hitler in my life, but I feel sorry for him now.
Oh, okay then.
I hope
somebody
splices
needs to watch
this.
It.
Someone splices this to where Kristen's just like, yeah, Hitler, I feel bad for him. Just cuts out everything
because
else.
After watching Preacher, and he's in Preacher, if you watch it, he's in a prison, he's nice and he's getting beat up, yeah, and he's trying to help people, and they're saying how Hitler's turning over a new leaf, and you're like, for some reason, you forget that he killed a gazillion people, you know, and genocided people, and you're like, damn, why are they beating up Hitler? And you feel sorry for him for a second, and you're like, you gotta bring yourself back to reality and be like, he killed people.
But that,
why are you feeling sorry for him?
Yeah, like that's, I know, I'm the same way. Like, I'll not, I mean, I don't feel bad for Hitler. But
just, I don't know, but that's my mentality. Like, people who grow up and they're like molesting children, but they were molested children.
That's
like,
what I was about to
say. That's
like,
so sad. And then I'm like, oh yeah, but they did it too. Like,
right.
I just have to,
yeah,
put my mind back in it. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's what makes you human. It makes you a good human, not, you know,
to
this fucker.
Feel sorry for Hitler.
Well,
I don't know if I can say
that.
To
have compassion.
Yeah, there you go. I was about to say. It's,
without
it's,
compassion, you're literally like a sociopath, psychopath, however,
maybe
whichever
I'm a,
one it
I'm
is.
A
so,
compassionate psychopath.
Let's get back to our Ashihara.
Sorry, I just had to throw that in there because, you know, you do feel bad because you're saying,
yeah,
you know, people.
Well,
you
like,
feel bad for them, you know, and everything, but.
They make, right. They make their own circumstances.
I just had to throw like a little,
just
like
wait.
A, what you, you know, my. Belief behind
so
it
if you feel
thing.
Bad for Hitler okay
yeah.
Hit me up. Anyways,
so around the time of him becoming blind, he started calling himself the supreme saint, today's Christ.
Oh, so it didn't stop him any.
Oh,
no,
it
no,
knocked
no,
him
no.
down a few notches.
Hold on, one more, one more
worse.
The savior of the century.
Are you shitting me?
Those
he does
are,
know how long
good.
This century is, doesn't he?
Well, I think he's got some good
Tokyo
PR.
Christ is
he
the best.
He could. I mean, I get that because it's, you know, near in 2000.
Right. Well, yeah. It was getting close. I mean,
like
this 90, is 93.
Like
dying
off all that hair tea.
So one of his followers was quoted to saying this: when he found out that I was carrying a picture of an Indian saint, he went berserk and said I shouldn't respect anyone but him. So like he didn't want you to have any
English,
other
yeah
any other.
He's the one and only.
Yep.
Holier than thou.
That's exactly how it is in the Bible.
Bow at my feet.
Well, yeah.
You know, no other god shall come before
yeah.
your god. And
but did they have to drink the hair tea? Sorry, I'm not
I
gonna
hope
let
so.
It go.
No, Jesus was doing big things. He was turning water into wine, not water into blood and hair tea. Jeez.
So in his speeches he would make, he predicted he would be killed by sarin nerve gas from the government to stop him. He often lashed out against the United States, Jews, Freemasons, and blamed many of the world's problems on sex and junk food. So
maybe it's just Hitler reincarnated. reincarnated.
In his book, Disaster Approaches, The Land of the Rising Sun, he wrote that the end of the world would begin with a cloud of poison gas. The United States was identified as the beast in the New Testament's revelations and claimed that the United States would be the ones to use the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And new recruits were required to take a vow of chastity, cut ties with their families, and turn over their property, money, credit cards, passports, and personal files to the group. So they had to give up everything.
The minute I hear chastity, I'm out.
Ruben Dix.
Especially their chastity.
Oh, so pretty much they're stripping themselves of their identity.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Just like
they are becoming they're giving themselves over to them. They're not, they're no longer a birth to pretty much Christ. They're stripping their identity.
Or whatever religion they were.
Whatever. Right. And yeah. strip and becoming a
well,
new identity
it,
to him.
It's very Heaven's Gate-like. I think
So I guess
Jonestown.
He's going to give them all a name.
No. He doesn't.
No,
I don't. Not that I know of. So apparently he had sex with...
Chastity Master had sex?
Yeah. He had sex with a lot of the women, apparently. Other members of the cult, basically. Sometimes as a part of their initiation ritual.
Oh, of course.
Yep. He would then take... Hold on. You're going to love this. You will love this.
Drink this hair
He
tea.
Would take... wait. Oh, he fuck. Would take a single pubic hair from each woman.
Motherfucker.
Place it in a jar, and then he would write the woman's holy name as given by the cult. So I guess he was giving yeah. names. When he was arrested following the main topic of this episode, he was sitting in a small room surrounded by these jars.
I'm sorry, but I have to say, he really is a pussy. Like, not Clearly. Because of the pubic hairs, but any other cool cult member would be like,
They'd put a gun
fingernail.
In their mouth and just end it.
Give me your finger. I'm going to take your toe. And he's
he
like,
was surrounded
give me
by
one
pubic hair.
Pubic hair.
I just one. I want to pick which one. Let me pluck it first. Ugh. Like, no, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm going to throw up.
So,
like, how badass do you think you feel when they bust in and you're like, here I sit upon my throne
of pubic
like, look at all
hairs.
How dare you come into me?
Is that not what your throne's made out of?
Okay, but
mine's made
like,
out of Satan.
You know his like last meal.
Yeah, right, it is.
Do you ever wonder
and
though?
He's got lots of lice and crabs.
I can't. I'm...
You weren't supposed to tell everyone that, Kristen. That's a private matter.
I'm trying to get us help.
I'm gonna be sick. That's so bad.
Okay, we're moving on.
I'm sorry. Wait, you just
hold
keep
on,
bringing though. It up. It's funny.
But since he was so big on hair tea, do you ever wonder if he was like
making his own?
If he was like, if
he
his...
was making his own pee tea?
Yeah. Well, does he drink his own
well,
hair tea?
But like his like it. Death, like his like last meal, like I just want some hair tea with all of these hairs.
I just want to eat a pube salad.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
So his followers were not allowed to have sex. Apparently, followers gave
Except
out
with him.
Yeah. The followers would give out invitations at subway stations for free yoga classes. So people would show up where he taught how to breathe and meditate, and they were shown the animated films of him and footage of him levitating in the air and apparently flying from place to place and passing through walls. And
so he's like Aladdin.
I don't know. I didn't really understand what it was talking about.
Let me show you the world.
Yeah. Oops.
So the only books that they were allowed to read were the ones written by him. And again, I don't know how much of this is accurate, so take it for the grain of salt, but it's a cult. This
right.
is usually what happens in these.
I mean, it sounds believable.
The group manufactured its own LSD and frequently used it in meditation sessions and initiation to clear the soul of anything
Ooh,
bad.
Yeah. LSD.
Trippy.
Yeah, so... We're getting drugs involved. And apparently he would take large amounts of LSD and I guess other drugs.
I wonder he was floating. He thought he was floating, but he wasn't doing shit.
Oh, if you... I wish you could watch the video of him explaining how he levitates. It's crazy. Go look that up. I'm not even going to try to
but
describe...
Is there any videos of him levitating, though?
I didn't find any, but I'll look... During our next break.
Tisk, tisk.
So the members were also tested to joining the group by living underground for 6 days or staying under hot water for an amount of time. Like, he was holding them underwater from what I saw, and it was like hot water. It wasn't like just...
Room temperature.
Yeah, but like he was sitting in it. He was also sitting in it with them. So I don't know how hot it was. It's not like it was boiling. I don't know. It was just hot water.
Your face is so much more sensitive, though, like...
Right, yeah, he's never underwater with them. He's right. Just... So, apparently, like, people would die during these, like, living underground like... for 6 days. I don't know...
Oh, like, no food, no water underground? Like,
I don't know. But there was a video and that showed that they were opening this thing from underground and people were climbing out and it was weird. But people would die and they would just cremate their bodies.
So, it was
Damn,
like... They
didn't even tell
well,
their families
No,
nah,
bitch, they cut ties.
Mm-hmm.
They were no one.
Yeah,
that's right.
They didn't want the families knowing about any of this stuff.
I'd be embarrassed, too.
Right?
So they had a practice called PSI, Perfect Salvation Initiation.
Oh, dear God.
So they would have the user wear this crazy-ass looking headset that was developed by the technicians of the group. So apparently it would pass a low voltage current through the brain. So basically it was supposed to implant his thoughts directly into the user's mind. And that's how he was like reading their minds and stuff. And becoming one with them, I guess. I'm not 100%... A lot of this is not in the English language.
So it's very rough translations.
So, well, I mean...
Don't make sense.
There was... I watched a documentary, but it wasn't necessarily about all this early stuff. It was about the stuff that happened that made them super famous.
Right. Well,
not super famous. That's weird. It made them...
Well...
Infamous. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want to hear some possible crimes of the group?
Yep, let's hear it.
One follower was killed in 1988. It appeared he had been drowned by possibly having his face held underwater. It's believed that the members tried to cover it up by burning the body. So probably from that little test initiation.
Well, extreme baptism.
Yeah. The members killed a 33-year-old lawyer and his family, and he was a leader of a group working for families of people who had joined the group. So killing off anyone that was trying to help the families that were inside this cult. Another member was killed in front of him in 1993. They handcuffed him and tied a rope around the victim's neck and executed him. And there was a quote, and I'm not sure who said this. I don't know if he said it or if someone else said it. The source wasn't real clear, but the quote was, "I thought if I didn't kill him, I might be killed. So I couldn't help doing it." So I don't know if that's him saying it or one of his followers. In 1993, he purchased Bonjourn, a sheep ranch in the Australian outback. So in preparation for what he gets in trouble for in a little while, the cult tested sarin gas on the sheep, killing 29 animals. Australian police raided the ranch after the incident that we will be talking about in a minute. They discovered a makeshift chemical weapons lab, evidence of explosions in the area, and found that the group was mining uranium, which is a main component for a nuclear weapon. Yeah. It's believed that 20 people or more were killed for trying to leave the group at one time, and that they were burned and crushed. They were cremated, they crushed their bones to dust, and just threw them away.
I wonder how many unsolved murder cases you could get out of cults like this.
Yeah. The first death was an accident on one of the compounds, but they covered it up so they didn't lose their reputation, from what I understood. I'm not real sure what happened.
Right.
But they didn't want to...
They don't want to get now.
Yeah. In June of 1994, 10 months before the incident, members sprayed sarin gas from a modified truck in a residential neighborhood of Matsumoto, a small city northwest of Tokyo. 8 people died. Another 600 were injured. Police at first suspected a local man,
mm-hmm.
but found out that he... was innocent. It wasn't him.
He had an alibi.
I believe this is due to a local landowner taking him to court or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he thought attacking the judges in that town would throw out his case. I don't know.
Instead, it escalated it.
So, well, I mean, it killed, you know, it if anything, it distracted from his case.
That's right.
And apparently there was an anonymous tip that it was this cult that mm-hmm. did it.
So, was that like a separate like branch or whatever? How did they get from like Tokyo from Australia?
Well, this is back in Tokyo, okay. All this. But yeah, they had that
gotcha.
Farm in Tokyo where they were doing some of the experimenting.
Okay.
I really don't know why they went to Australia. That's a good question. I didn't even think about looking why.
It like threw me because I was like,
ooh. Unless they're trying to be in all the major continents of the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's getting out there.
I don't know. I don't know if they ever made it to like the United States or anywhere over here in North America or anything.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would be. Or Africa, like if he had different.
Yeah, if he had like a little cult following in
everywhere.
Every continent.
That'd be scary. Once you hear what happens, like it that would be terrifying. In February 1995, the group kidnapped Kiyoshi Kariya. He was 68, a chief clerk at the Meguro notary public office in Shingawa Ward, Tokyo.
So he was a notary in Tokyo.
I think so.
Okay.
And they killed him by giving him a massive dose of anesthetics, and it induced a heart attack.
Dang.
Yeah. So we're going to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened to kind of put this cult in the spotlight of being evil terrorists. So we will talk about that when we come back.
Hey guys, I'm Tommy Oler, host of the Let's Write an Episode podcast. If you're into TV and TV writing, this is the show for you. Me and two others sit down and write a brand new installment of a classic TV show. And then in the next episode, we perform that brand new installment for you. We've already done classics like Are You Afraid of the Dark, Saved by the Bell, Boy Meets World, Home Improvement, Gossip Girl, and more. Check us out anywhere you get podcasts. Let's write an episode.
It's so hard to find a good pair of headphones. Luckily, our sponsor, Studio Headphones, has a great quality headphone. We use the Regent model, which is an over-the-ear style. Now, they do have some earbuds that go in your ears, and guess what? They're all Bluetooth. They will all connect to a Bluetooth device, and they are awesome. The Regent style that we have, they're lightweight, they're cool. Like I said, they're Bluetooth compatible. They have a battery life that lasts so long. We use them while we're recording this show. Every time we listen to a clip, we are using our Studio headphones. So go to studio.com and use the promo code SECRET, and you'll get 15% off your order. And that's not it. It's free shipping worldwide. Studio.com, SECRET for the promo code for that 15% off, and you're going to get a cool pair of headphones that sound great. We are back. And now we're going to talk about the big incident that happened. And this one's really sad. It sucks a lot. So we're just going to get into it. If y'all want to stop me at any point, y'all can. But I'm just going to kind of read through it because, again, it sucks. It sucks a lot. On March 20th, 1995, five men holding umbrellas got onto the Tokyo subway system at different points in the city. The plan was to release 2 to 3 plastic bags of sarin nerve gas, each at specific times. So they're in the subway in different spots around the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
That way, when all the trains made it to the intersection of the subway tunnels, it would fill and spread throughout the tunnels.
That's diabolical.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts. It's almost like this is a movie.
Right, yeah.
And it's... It was 95, so I was 7 when this happened.
I was 2.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, this isn't anything that affected us, and especially it being...
But it's recent enough, though.
Yeah,
that...
it's still crazy to think. I don't know. So, each man was also giving the antidote to this chemical in case they got it. And it's only effective, basically, from what I understand, it's only effective if you use it damn near immediately. So, like, if you get this... poison.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not using it soon, the antidote,
right,
yeah, it's gonna fuck you up a little bit. Basically, the nerve gas makes your body constrict. And again, this is I tried to sum it up, and I'm missing stuff, I'm sure. But from what I understood, it makes your body constrict, and what happens is like you can't like run, you can't get away from it because you're tightening up, and it also tightens up like your lungs and your airways and stuff.
It like
and
paralyzes your body and like all of its organs.
It paralyzes you sort of, I guess, and then it tightens you up and basically suffocates you to death because you can't breathe.
Right.
And the more you're sucking in, the worse it's getting.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would be terrible.
Yeah, and sometimes it would give like people convulsions and stuff, and they just start twitching real hard. So what the men were to do was take these plastic bags full of this gas. I guess they were carrying them in like backpacks and whatever they could carry them in.
Right.
And from what it looked like, now the video I watched wasn't the actual bags, but they were showing it, and it looked like if you took like a balloon, like just a normal balloon and blew it up. Now it may have been bigger, it may have been smaller, I don't know.
Right.
But the plan was to put the bags on the ground and pop it with their umbrellas as they were exiting the subway, you know, as they were getting off the trains. Mm-hmm. Just so it would appear to be like trash left over. Like if someone saw it, it just looked like garbage, right. You know. So a few of the men had second thoughts about it. One man was a doctor and thought to himself, he used to save lives. Now he's going to be the reason people are going to die. And there's another guy that was having second thoughts too, apparently. All the men were well aware of what they were doing. It's not like they were like, hey, do this thing, but don't ask any questions. They knew what they were doing. And the reason that they went through with it, like the ones that were like having second thoughts, they were in fear of what might happen if they didn't go through with the job. Mm-hmm. So they might have gotten killed, you know, whatever. They had to do what
kill or be killed.
Yeah, they had to do what their leader was asking them to right. do, basically. So a few of the men of the five, like the doctor, only popped one of the bags. Mm-hmm. Most of the men were able to pop two to three of the bags. The men exited the subway and they got, you know, they went up and got in a car and they left and went back to the rendezvous spot. They were instructed to clean the tip of the umbrella with water to clean off any residue that was on it so they didn't infect anyone mm-hmm. else, any of their members. One man had to take the antidote due to the exposure. Like, as soon as he got in the car, he was already twitching, apparently, and had to give himself the shot. On the train, it took several minutes for the gases to spread and settle throughout the, you know, the carts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone's unaware. No one has any clue that anything's going to happen.
Right.
So some trains at the stops would let off some of the sick, but no one knew that...
They were dying.
No one knew that they were sick. They just thought, oh, you know... Or they didn't know they were being gassed, I should say.
Right.
They thought, oh, I'm just getting sick.
Mm-hmm. Motion sickness.
Yeah, motion sickness or whatever. They didn't think it was a terrorist attack.
Right.
So the trains would keep going, even though there would be like three or four people sick. And like, in a couple instances, I think they emptied out a cart because they thought, oh, there's something bad on there. Someone threw up or something, mm-hmm. you know. And they let the train keep going with that gas still moving around.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and so the trains are keep going down the line. So people were starting to collapse. The police were informed of the massive amount of people that were getting sick. On one of the trains, they found the plastic bags, and they actually removed it. The train was contaminated, but they allowed it to keep moving. The person that picked it up just mm-hmm. had gloves on.
Right.
He ended up getting real sick, but he survived.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what that would do to you, like, being, like, exposed and stuff, but it not killing you. Like, I wonder if it... I'm sure it would, like, fuck up your nervous system and...
Some of the children that were on there, like... Lost the ability to walk. I wasn't even going to talk about like some of this. One lady, it messed up her eyes somehow, and like
she's blind like him.
She's not blind. She has to wear dark shades basically gotcha. Because the light. I guess the light exposure. There's a lot of really terrible things, but I don't want to get too deep into those because it's sad. It's super sad. The ambulances were starting to be called out to the different parts of the metro, but they weren't able to get to all the stops because there's so many people calling in at this point, right? So now the stations are being evacuated. One rider pulled the emergency stop on one of the trains, and I guess they just stopped, you know, in between stops. It took 2 hours for the doctors to realize that it was sarin poisoning. The hospitals were starting to fill up while the sanitation crew worked on cleaning the subway, and, like, they're decked out in rubber suits and everything. Only 12 people died out of this. Now, that still is terrible. And there was 1,300 that were injured or suffered some kind of side effects. Mm-hmm. So some injuries, like I said, have lasted these people's entire life. They believe that if the poison would have been made more purely, that it would have killed thousands instead of just... And if they would have probably got the rest of the bags opened up. I mean, they got lucky for... what was going on, what these people were trying to plan. So one of the reasons they may have done this was to throw off the police from a raid that was going to happen on their stuff. They were tipped off that a raid was going to happen, so they were kind of doing this as a distraction. The main reason for the attack, though, was to blame America. And this was going to start World War III. This was going to start all his prophecies and stuff that he predicted, and he was going to prove that he was the chosen leader. So the police raid that the group was tipped off about, it still happened 2 days later after the subway attack. Mm-hmm. 2,500 police officers raided 25 different premises throughout Japan. They busted down hard on this fucker. They made a lot of arrests. They found chemicals, labs, a ton of documents. Everything was seized. They found a helicopter at one of the locations, and they suspected that they could have used this to spread the gas through Tokyo. You know, if they were just flying over Tokyo, letting that gas out, just think of how dangerous that could have been. I don't know how this gas works.
Yeah.
Like, if
how it spreads.
Yeah, reacts. If it would have
coated the city or airborne.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's something, but that's, you know, a theory that they had that was going to be for. So over the following months, there were many more raids, and on March 30th, the chief in charge of the investigation was shot 4 times as he was leaving his home to go to work, and he did end up surviving, but, like, they're trying to take out anyone, just like the judges.
Right.
On May 16th, he was finally arrested, and that same day, an emergency crew was rushed to the Tokyo governor's office because a letter bomb blew up in the face of his secretary. So they were trying to take out, like, higher officials, too.
That's nuts.
All this sounds like a movie. You know,
it's probably a movie. I'm sure there's a movie out there that's been based on this.
It's hard to believe that this happened, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Like, it's not real life.
So at one point, Haruo Hamari, I don't know how to say his name, he was the head of the cult's science and technology department.
Mm-hmm.
And he was stabbed to death on air April 23rd, 1995, with a kitchen knife. The guy that ended up stabbing him came through the crowd while he was walking by and just started stabbing him on live TV. And apparently that guy was a member of the largest Japanese Yakuza clan. I guess it's like a...
Rival clan?
No, I think it's...
No, clans are something different over there.
Family? Like a mob. I think it's kind of like a mob. Oh. I'm not real sure. Maybe that's something we can look into one day as the Yakuza clan. Maybe not, though. I don't want to get us on a list. So on May 5th, 1995, less than 2 months after the sarin attacks, a cleaning woman found plastic bags on toilet seats in Shinjuku Station. It's the busiest subway stop in the world. She moved them, and they later caught on fire, causing police to rush in and stomp out the flames. These bags contain hydrogen cyanide devices, and moving the bags disarmed and triggered the mechanisms. While stomping on the flames to put it out, it prevented the chemical reaction designed to unleash the cyanide into the station's ventilation system. So they got lucky there. Had the bags, if they wouldn't have stomped those out, it could have killed up to 10,000 people.
Good lord.
So this cult is crazy. Like, they're trying to start World War III. They're trying to it's crazy. There was over 400 arrests. 192 were charged with serious crimes. And I think 41 of those were charged for murder. The doctor that was a part of the attack in the subway was a huge help and cooperated with the police in helping with the arrest. And he only served life in prison.
Wow.
Ashihara and the 4 other attackers were put on an execution list.
Dang.
In 2004, he was convicted of killing 27 people. And one of his daughters has been trying to get him released due to mental health, like mental illness and stuff. Mm-hmm. She...
Oh no, bitch. We are way past that.
Yeah.
Someone needs to alert her.
It's really bizarre because they show her, like, I guess she's like public speaking or something. She's in front of a bunch of people and she's talking to them. And this one guy just jumps up and he's like, basically like, are you fucking crazy? You want to release him?
Right.
Now, he doesn't say that, but, you know, it's a
it may be a good translation.
I'm sure that's what he was thinking, but he's probably like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'll karate chop you in the throat right now.
I don't know if she was necessarily trying to get him out of there or get him taken off of death row.
Execution, yeah.
Or, yeah, I don't know. But on July 6, 2018, last month, he was quietly hung at the Tokyo Detention House 23 years after the attack, along with 6 other members of his cult.
Well, damn, how long's the list for execution over there?
Yeah, I didn't know why.
23 years later?
Yeah, there was something weird about, like, why they waited so long or why they did it.
Last month, the dude finally died.
Yep. Which is weird because I had this topic ready. Because I wanted to talk about this topic a couple months ago. Isn't that crazy?
Dude's dead now.
So
insane.
He was hung.
I didn't know he still hung people. Or that people were still hung?
Well, that's what it was. Is there something, there's laws
He was quietly hung.
Well, they did. They don't make it a big public thing over there like we do. Or so, there's did. Something. There's something.
So we did. We don't hang people anymore.
Well, I mean, execute. But there's something really weird.
We still execute.
There, yeah, we do.
There's something weird about like I can't.
It's just like with Osama bin Laden when they hung him.
They did that on international waters, didn't they?
Did they?
I don't remember.
You guys forget I'm a little bit younger than you.
Maybe it was. Quieter than I expected for Osama bin Laden. Maybe that's why I think it was a quiet hanging.
Well,
they searched for the bitch for years.
There was something about, like, I'm trying to think. I'm sorry.
Probably not public, not let out. Literally, it was just guards and him, and they probably
stipulations
hung him.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's a different culture.
Right.
It's a completely different culture. They handle things completely different.
They're not going to handmade.
They're professional about hanging people over there.
Well, they didn't even tell his daughter. The daughter that was trying to get him out, she had no idea. She found
Surprise,
out
bitch.
When they released the information. Yeah. So, but she had given up already by the time like he was hung. Like she wasn't like still
was
trying. Because he wouldn't see her. He didn't want to see her. Like she'd try to go visit him.
I wonder if
because like, think about how many kids he had. That's a bloop on the radar right there. It's like that's one kid.
I was gonna make a bad joke. He didn't want to see her because he couldn't see.
Da-da-tsh. That was a good one.
That was clever.
I feel bad even though he was a dick. Peasant.
All right, Kristen. Feeling bad for Hitler and shit.
So
it's movies.
The cult is still around, but they go by a new name. It's called Aleph, A-L-E-P-H, but I don't think they have the same, obviously they're not as violent and shit like they were, but they do still follow some of his things from what I understood.
So now he's looking down, or looking up from hell, I should probably say, and going, tis, tis.
Yeah, he's here.
What has my cult become of?
He's got a,
you enjoying a nice cup of steaming hot pube tea?
Actually, it's not as bad as you think. Do you want to try a cup?
Go back in the hole that you came from, please.
No. All I think about is burnt hair.
Hey, he's got a cell next to Hitler, so he's not doing bad.
Poor Hitler.
So, after the attack, the religious judicial person's law was amended in 1996.
I got to make that a thing, though. I really don't feel bad for Hitler. I was just saying that the TV show made me feel sympathetic.
I know.
I don't want anybody going, oh, yeah, I'm going on this big tirade like I'm all about
white
killing
supremacy
Jews.
And.
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
She's, trust me, she's not about that life.
No, I'm just saying the movie made me feel it.
So after the attack, the religious judicial person's law was amended in 1996 to provide the government with the authority to supervise certified religious groups. So if your religion was certified, they could kind of peek in when they needed to kind of make sure this shit
Never
doesn't happen.
Never fear, the government is here. They'll always be elbows deep in all your shit.
The amended law requires certified religious organizations to disclose their assets to the government and empowers the government to investigate possible violations of regulations governing the profit activities. Authorities have the right to suspend a religious organization's for-profit activities if they violate these regulations. So basically, they just said, hey, we can look at your shit. If we feel that there's something wrong, we have the right now to go check in on this.
We own you.
Well, hope you're not looking for any identities, because they burn those at the door. Dang.
So, that's it. What? Unravel. I want to hear.
I like cult podcasts. I don't know why. They're intriguing to me.
Form her own cult one day. God help us all.
You'll be the first member, okay?
You right.
You'll be the first wife, bitch. I'm just
letting
you know.
Hey, as long as I take your place.
The BB. That's right.
The bottom bitch.
Hey. Best bitch.
So, okay, let me ask this. Do you think the daughter was right trying to get her father out? Or let's say not out of prison. Let's say in a on a lesser sentence.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I see it from her point of view as a daughter, because you have to think, she grew up in that
life.
So it's not bad to her. That's what she was taught is okay, and that was normal for her,
it
because
was
she was not told that it was
abnormal.
I don't know what happened to his wife or if he had multiple wives. I'm sure he did. But
so, yeah. Whatever she...
Can't,
and Otama's
saving
him.
Can't have a good cult
without
multiple wives.
Yeah. You gonna let me tell you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Otama's saving him. More than likely, she's not seeing the bad person in him. Her emotions are getting the best of her, and she's just seeing her father and all the time that she won't get to spend with him.
But, yeah, that's true.
But it's enough so, like, she sees it enough that she knows he's
maybe she
not...
eventually saw it, and that's why she gave up.
Well, I mean, even when... I mean, because... So, she was trying to get him... Basically, she was trying to get him committed.
That I'm not real sure what her ultimate goal was, but yeah, we'll say that.
I mean, just I mean,
I was just thinking a lesser sentence that wasn't death.
Like, she was born
she was
thinking
arguing,
he was a god, pretty much, because
right.
he's a cult leader. Wouldn't we save our god, who we believe in, if he was in front of us? That's how you got to think of it in her manner.
Can we stop saying the G word?
I'm just sorry that's, you know, or your leader, you know.
Yeah.
Someone who you believe in.
The one. The
I mean,
what
whatever
was it,
you
what
believe
was it
in.
From the Betty Andreessen case? The one?
Yeah.
The worm?
So, I mean, you're going to try worm. To save the person that you believe in, even if it's because you're not, you believe in them.
Right.
And you don't want them to go, or honestly, maybe deep down in a deep buried seed inside of you, you don't want it to not go because then you're going to look like a complete idiot for believing in it.
Well,
because then you're going to realize, hey, he ain't invincible. Look at him.
But I mean,
why didn't he levitate his ass up off the ground when they were hanging
right.
that rope?
I'm
horrible. I'm sorry. I'm just going, you know, Satan, just take me out because I'm going to hell.
That's a good point.
It never crossed my mind.
Well, I mean, because no, it's like float up in the air and be like, haha, got you now, bitch. Remember, I can levitate.
But
I am the Tokyo Christ.
I'm the Tokyo Christ. Levitate.
I think that probably was racist.
And then
racist.
Sling around like a fucking...
Yeah. Just silent. I mean,
In the time of need,
it's
he
difficult.
Didn't levitate.
Like, I feel where Chris is coming from about the whole Hitler thing. Like, I won't let it go. Just because, simply because, like, he did some fucking terrible things. Like,
yeah.
There's no...
But no one says anything about how he is as a father either, though. He could have been the most awesome father to those kids, and no one would have ever known.
Yeah, there's, like I said,
there's a lot of holes.
Yeah, there's a lot of details we left out in this. We're not claiming that this is the entire story. I probably got a bunch of details wrong. So there might be another side to him that we just didn't see with all this. I'm not trying to defend him at all, but I'm just saying, like...
We're indifferent.
If my two cents, like, I'm glad he got hung. I mean,
Damn.
I'm just going to say, like, you
he
make...
He posed too much of a threat.
Yes.
To others.
Yes.
If you didn't follow him, you were not good.
Well, so. And then he just, he had such drastic goals, which, it's one of the, I mean, he was...
He wanted the world
to be... He was clinically insane.
Yeah, he wanted the world to fight. He wanted a war. He wanted
to cause mass destruction, and then he wanted to be
the savior.
Yeah, I mean exactly what he said. And I feel like in his head, he saw himself doing no wrong.
I just this entire case just doesn't feel real because one, I've never heard of this case really until I originally found an article on him.
Right,
and I was like, what the hell? How is this never crossed my path? So
right.
You know, because growing up I used to watch weird documentaries and stuff, and I've never seen a documentary on him. I've never mm-hmm. seen anything, you know, top 10 cults and stuff. I don't think I've ever seen him in a top 10 cult video or anything, but it's such a big massive thing that happened in 1995, you know.
But maybe because, you know, I mean, he was still around and his daughter was fighting, and plus, I mean, it's in like a completely and totally different country, like across
I know
the
it
world.
Just seems so
No, I agree.
It seems so bizarre. I mean, it just goes to show, like, how much we don't know about other countries and other...
We're very naive, like, in that sense. Like, very sheltered.
Yeah. Like, I know we have our stupid shit that's always happening in the United
States. I thought we were in a cult this whole entire time. Secret Transmission Podcast in a cult?
Well, we have...
I'm getting out.
We have the 13 Club.
I'm moving on.
Hey.
13 Club for life.
I'm moving on to bigger, better things.
Well, now we have a club, the Secret Club. You can join by going to our Patreon.
Clubs woo nanny compared to cults. You can. It's like this.
But if we get enough followers, then we could create a cult. Gosh, Kristen.
We don't know our beliefs, but if you want to join our cult, please tweet us.
Maybe you can help us create them.
Someone else can be the leader. I'm too lazy.
Anybody knows how to
be Kristen.
Knows how to resurrect anybody, let me know. We can get Father Yod back in this building.
Oh, my goodness. But anyways.
Or this guy. We could. I mean, it's only been a month.
No, yeah.
We could bring him back.
Ugh. This
just an herbal tea.
Hair
tea.
Yeah. This just seems so unrealistic to me, though. It's still hard for me to believe that this happened. This all happened. It's a true thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a Hollywood movie. I don't know.
It's
bizarre.
On a serious note. I mean, we did the Jim Jones thing. I mean, people drink Kool-Aid and, you know, and just, like, literally died, and they knew what they were doing, you know? Like, cyanide Kool-Aid. I mean, they knew what they were doing. They were brainwashed that bad. Like, I guess... You know, the way that these cults work and the way that I feel that they work is they pick up somebody who is on the very, like, end of their rope.
That's what I
And then they weasel them in because then they give them hope.
That's what we were talking about on our break a minute ago is that this is the people that are weak, that need help, that need guidance, that need someone.
That want somebody to hug them, that want somebody to love them, to take them in, show them the way. And, it, you know, where they find acceptance and guidance, that's where they're going to go because, you know... Unfortunately, if you're a Christian, you believe in God. He's not there.
Unfortunately.
I'm just playing. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I shouldn't say unfortunately. God, that makes me feel so bad.
just
but
keep
you
going.
Know
I know
saying?
What you're
like, if you're a Christian and you believe in God, you're believing in something that you don't see.
It's not tangible.
Constantly.
Right.
But some people can't handle that. Because they feel like they're putting all their eggs in one basket.
Well, that's...
And some people don't like that. So when they see a human being showing the same mannerisms or something different, then I feel like that's how they're hooked, line, and synced.
It's people who have literally gone so far that, like, to cut off ties with their family and, you know, to give all this stuff up, like, it's not a big deal because it's already essentially...
They're
like,
blinded.
It's the end of their world, like,
no
to them.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
And it's... It makes me sound shitty and also not shitty at the same time, but it's like mental illness really is such like it's very taboo. Like people don't talk about it. Like because if you don't talk about it, it's not there, which is a load of shit. But I mean, for people to be like that bad off that they just completely and totally place their faith in something like that,
but
is
then again,
heartbreaking.
Think about it. Most of his followers come from people who read an ad about yoga. So they really weren't that bad off.
It's
that we know of. You know what I'm saying? They're just looking for a class of yoga and boom, they're in a cult.
Yeah.
On well, some sure. LSD, drinking some pew herbal tea and blood.
There are different practices, like not I don't know how to say that with it making sense. Never mind.
I don't know, but I guess if somebody's in a down place and you tell them that they feel a certain way, then yeah, they're gonna feel
like
that way.
I mean,
because somebody's believing in them.
Like yoga and meditation, like they go hand in hand. It's supposed to help like clear your mind and gather your thoughts and like you know all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, I guess
stuff.
So. Somebody else doesn't do it with you, and then this guy does it, and you're like, he did something for me.
I mean, it's you're vulnerable. Yeah. I mean, every human is vulnerable, so it's just finding the person that keeps coming back.
The guy that gives you the carpet burn on your forehead and makes you go into a seizure.
Yeah.
Indian forehead rub.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's really it for this topic. I think.
Yay! It was a good topic.
Yay! I hope
bad person. Good topic.
I hope our listeners enjoyed this because this one.
Sorry, I couldn't keep my childish self when in on the pube hair and
same.
Hair.
I thought it was really interesting, and then the more I dove into it, the more I was like, man, this is wild, and I don't know how anyone would follow this.
Right.
If I'm joining a group and someone's like, here, drink this blood, get in this hole for 6 days, get underwater.
No, you have to think about it, though, okay? So you think about drinking blood. That's the reason why that doesn't bother me as much is because I will eat a rare steak. You will not.
Well,
yours has
I'm not
to be
saying...
fried, dyed, beef jerky style, you know, like it has to be like killed, and killed again. But me, like I will take a steak and sear it on both sides and be happy. If blood runs out, that's fine. It's flavoring to me. So I can understand where somebody, I mean, now I'm sure human blood's different than cattle blood. Who knows? But I've never had it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I don't find it as gross as the hair
I'm just
thing.
Saying, like, if someone's telling me to do all these things for enlightenment and happiness, I'm going to say, go fuck yourself.
Tell me, will you drink, well, can I put some of my hair in a tea and it'll enlighten your ass? I'll put some honey in it.
Everyone say goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate you, as always, for tuning in. If you would, please go leave us a review on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening to. Hey, I don't know what all platforms accept reviews, but go leave us one. It doesn't hurt, unless it's a bad review. But leave us a review regardless of how you feel about the show. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at SecretTransPod. You can find us on Facebook, and we also have a Facebook group called Secret Transmissions Secret Group. So you gotta search that. It'll ask you a couple questions so you can join, and I'll accept you. So come join, come chat with us, tell us what you think of the episodes. We'd love to hear from you. I'd like to shout out the Dark Myths Collective. We are part of the Dark Myths along with some other wonderful and talented shows, such as Blurry Photos, Hysteria 51, The Rumor Flies, Zing This, Twisted Philly, Historical Blindness. There's a ton of great shows. If you like spooky stuff, go to darkmyths.org and go check out some of the great shows a part of the collective. There's not one bad show on there. Well, Zinger. Zing This. No, go check out Zing This. And speaking of Zing This, I was just recently on an episode with Zinger and one of the co-hosts of the Jock and Nerd podcast. We discussed the new Venom trailer, the new Marvel Venom, and some of us had good thoughts about it, some of us had bad thoughts about it. Go check it out. It was a good little roundtable discussion about one of my favorite characters. I also need to shout out the Somebody's Network. Go to Twitter and Instagram and look up at Somebody's Net, SOMEBUDDIESNET. There's a bunch of great shows on that network, including Best Darn Diddly, The Derailers, Random Ramblings with Rob. Just, there's so many good shows. The Cretans Guild, Throwdown Thursday. Go check out one of these shows. Support this podcast scene. You'll find some really great quality shows, I promise. Just a reminder, we are going to be at the Mothman Festival this year, the 2018 Mothman Festival. So we hope to see you there. We want to know if you're going. Send us a message. And if you want to support our show, you can go to patreon.com/secrettransmission and you can donate. We have some extra episodes for a dollar or more, and there's other tiers. So go check it out if you, want to help us out. We also have t-shirts at tpublic.com/user/secrettransmission. Go check out some of our shirts there. We've got a bunch of different designs. There's a bunch of ways to customize the shirts with colors and all that good stuff. Go check it out. And if you do buy a shirt, take a picture. We want to see you in the shirt because we think it's amazing when you guys purchase our shirts and support us. It always blows my mind. It's weird to think there's Secret Transmission logos all around the country. So please, let us know. And hell, I'll send you some stickers too if you let me know. But that's going to do it this week. We hope you come back next week as we try to explain the unexplainable.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger?